Hi everyone, it's Jo. As promised, I'm going to do, well, hopefully do, a demo of the Overdrive app. Now, I know it's a bit clunky, it's not as slick as it might be, but it isn't an app developed by the RNIB. You can use Overdrive for local libraries as well. So you'll have to start off by opening your own Overdrive account, and you can then add libraries. So on your main menu, you've got add a library. Now I've already added the RNIB because I use it all the time, but you'll need to contact the RNIB, and you can do that by phoning the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, and asking to join Overdrive, and they will give you a username and password. Now they also emailed me some user guides, but to be honest, I didn't use them, I just plunged in and went for it, but they could be useful to people who aren't, you know, don't want to kind of just have a go and perhaps needs a little bit of help before you get started. So you'll log in to Overdrive, and you can stay logged in all the time, I do, and then you'll have to search add a library, and it will come up with a search box, and if you type in Royal National Institute of Blind People, it should come up. So you'll tap on that, and now I can't, it's a long time since I did it, but that should add, it should give you an add button, so you add that. So then, on your main menu of Overdrive,
Royal National Institute of Blind People.
I've got Royal National Institute of Blind People. So,
Royal National Institute of Blind People.
I'm going to double tap on that.
Royal National Institute of Blind People.
Now,
sign in, link, download here, link.
Gives me something about Downton Abbey first, but then there's a
sign in.
No, because I just touched the sort of top corner of the top right hand corner of the screen. So
sign in.
So I'm double tapping on that, and I'm going to touch the screen again, probably about a third to halfway down the right hand side of the screen. Okay, so it says enter your library card number and enter your PIN, and there is a remember them on this device.
Remember my login information on this device. Checkbox.
There you go, remember my login information on this device. So I've got that checked. So above that, what I'm doing is I'm swiping with one finger from left to right or from right to left, depending on which way I want to go on the screen, whether I want to go up or down, and I find that helps a lot with this app. So where it said remember my login details, I've swiped from right to left once and it's put me on sign in. So I'm going to double tap on that, and that should have worked. So I haven't had to put in my username or my PIN number, which is handy.
Sign out, link.
Okay, so on the top right of the screen, not right at the top obviously, is sign out.
Download here, link.
Above that is download here.
Creator of Downton Abbey, Julian Fellowes, Radio, the story of a secret, revealed in weekly installments.
And above that it's telling me about the creator of Downton Abbey, and you can download that in weekly installments. So I'm going to swipe from left to right once.
Download here, link, sign out, link, switch to another language. RNIB, supporting people with sight loss. RNIB, main navigation, navigation, help, link, digital media search.
Okay, so I've got digital media search.
Search.
And then search. And this is all done with a one finger swipe. So I'm going to double tap on search.
Search.
And then I'm going to swipe again.
Image. Search. Search. Ellipsis. Text field.
So two double swipes tap. And it's given me a text box. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Insertion point at end.
And open that text box. So in there I will put, I could put an author or the title of a book. So let's think of one. Let's go.
Prediction. I L L C B B B will I U U R R.
Oops, it's tried to autocorrect to that. That's not very good. Now, there is one thing that you do need to be able to spell the author or the title of the book correctly. That's one thing that I do have a bugbear with this app and with the RNIB searches in general. If you get the author's name incorrect, even by one character, it tends to not find it. So it's worth doing a Google search. If you're not sure, do a quick Google search. for the author or title of the book, and then go back and do your search on the RNIB, and you'll come up with your results a lot quicker. So I've put in Wilbur. Wilbur Smith. So at the bottom right of my keyboard, I'm double tapping on search. And I tend not to go right up to the top of the screen again, because you get all the usual, you know, RNIB supporting people with sight loss, and all your sort of links. Okay, so you can filter your search, but I don't tend to bother with that. I tend to go for it. So I'm just swiping down quite a bit. It's telling me how many are fiction, how many are thrillers, how many are historical, how many are romance. That there's just one publisher. Then it names a lot of different devices, Chromebook, Android. So I just skip straight past those. And it says search results, cover, view, cover, and search results, list, view, list. Now I've got it on list. Okay, so you can sort your results, but I tend to browse through all the different books that an author has done. So it's on two pages, this, because Wilbur Smith is quite prolific. Okay, and it's coming up with The Golden Lion by Wilbur Smith. So I know that that's a book that, you know, that's a book that I've read. So I carry on browsing.
Golden Lion, image, borrow, link.
So then there's borrow.
Click here to view audiobook details for Golden Lion by Wilbur Smith, link.
So there's a sample button, so you can listen to just a little bit to see if you like the reader, because sometimes, you know, you have your favourite narrators.
Link. Add to wish list.
You can add to wish list so that you can go back and find books more easily.
Click here to view audiobook details for Golden Lion by Wilbur Smith, link.
Okay, and then you've got click here to view more details. So if you double tap on that, it will go into a brief description of the book. Only, you know, a couple of lines.
Click here to view audiobook details for Golden Lion by Wilbur Smith. Search for other content by Wilbur Smith, link.
And then you can search for other content by Wilbur Smith, but we've already got a long list, so we don't need to do that.
Options for River God by Wilbur Smith, link.
Okay, so we've got options for River God by Wilbur Smith, which isn't one that I've read, and I don't fancy that one, but just supposing I did want it, I'm going to double tap on borrow. Now it's taken me back up to the top of the page, which isn't great, but I'm touching the page about the screen, should I say, about two thirds of the way down. And I found it again, so.
Search for other content by Wilbur Smith, link. Click here to view audiobook details for River God by Wilbur Smith. Add to wishlist, link, link. Click here to view audiobook details, sample, link. Go to checkouts, link.
Okay, so where I clicked borrow, it's now become go to checkouts. Now if I double tap on go to checkouts.
Go to checkouts, link.
Which I've done.
Click here to view audiobook details for River God by Wilbur Smith, link. Search for other content by Wilbur Smith, link.
Now, to go to checkouts, if I remember rightly, bear with me.
RNIB, supporting people with sight loss. Heading level 1, RNIB, support, main navigation, navigation, digital meet, search, submit search, main content, checkout, hold, list, hold, checkouts, heading level 6, link, region, landmark.
Okay, checkouts. So I did that by going back up to the top of the screen and just swiping down again, and
main content, region,
landmark. I got
submit search.
After submit search,
main
content,
checkouts.
So I'm double tapping on that.
Navigation, help, link, digital media search, submit, main content, checkouts, hold, list, settings, heading level 6, link, my account, heading level plus, heading level checkouts, selected, return, renewals, tab. If you download a title, it's return, learn more about returning digital title. Click here to view audio, River God, link, Wilbur Smith.
Okay, so I found it again just by swiping down again, and it says add to app MP3. Now if I double tap on that, which I'll do. I'm not sure if I have enough space on my phone, to be honest, to download this one, because I've already got a book on my phone that I'm reading. Then you go up to the left-hand corner of your screen. And right under your status bar, it will say main menu. So you double tap on that. Okay, and you're back to My Libraries. Okay, so add a library, and then underneath that you've got Bookshelf. So you need to double tap on that. Okay, so top left hand corner I've got main menu, and underneath that I've got a number and it's saying 16, and that is the amount of parts left to download of the book that I've just added to my app, and it's gone down to 15. Then it says all titles, sort, edit, new, and then River God, because that is new. And it's telling me that I've got 14 days to read it, but you can obviously borrow it again if you haven't finished it in that time, and you can return it beforehand if you finish it early. And then it's telling me that I've got On the Edge of Darkness by Barbara Erskine, and that expires in 8 days. And then it's saying add a title. Now, I've never done it that way. I've never tried to add a title that way, so I don't know how that would work. I might try that sometime. And then it's going back to telling me that about the Royal National Institute of Blind People. That's where I got the books from, presumably it means. So, back up to the top, main menu. I've got 9 parts of the River God to download. Now, I don't want to read this book. It's not one that I fancy. So, I'm going to swipe right with one finger. Oops, it missed it. Hang on. And I come to edit. So I double tap in on edit. So I found River God that expires in 14 days, and I'm going to swipe down again. And it says return. Yep, so I'm going to, where it says return title early, I'm just going to swipe right. And I'm going to return it. Return. So I'm double tapping on return, and that's gone back to the library, and it's off my device and it's not taking up any space, so I'm back to just having my one book on my phone. Now, the other thing that you can do in the RNIB library is you can go to lists. So you can go to your wish list, which you can add as many as you want to, because I've added quite a few to mine. And let me see what else. Ah, so I need to click done as well. I forgot about that. So top right hand corner is done, because I've finished editing my bookshelf. So I think that's the basics of OverDrive and the RNIB. Now, there's probably a lot more you can do with it, but if all you want to do is search for a book, the title of a book, or search for an author to browse, then I think it's quite good, you know, for a free app and for getting free books, not having to pay for them from Audible or, you know, on Kindle or anything like that. I really think it's not to be sneezed at. It takes a little bit of getting used to. It takes a little bit of playing around with. But I really like it. Now, what I would say is, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me and I will try and help if I can. But, you know, you can always contact the RNIB. But I've been using it for probably 6 months now. And it is the only thing that I use, and it will be from now on. So I hope that helps. And I say, if you have any questions, you can contact me either through Facebook or you can email me info@vitalk.co.uk. Okay, I'm going to go before my voice fails, and hope you're all having a good evening, and I will speak to you soon. Take care.